This is Sugis in Halacha, episode 13, episode 13. Today, we're continuing with Rishuya Shabbos, and we're going to begin with Carmelis. So what's a Carmelis? A Carmelis is a Rishus that's neither a Rishus Hayachin nor a Rishus Rabban. For example, a sea or a field, and the Chacham gave it a Rishus Dirabanan, and that is a Carmelis. So what's the Din Dirabanan? The Din is that it's Asam Dirabanan to be Machnis, a Chifetz, from a Carmelis to a Rishus Hayachid or a Rishus Rabban. In addition to that, it's Asam to be Maitzi from a Rishus Hayachid or a Rishus Rabban into a Carmelis. In addition to that, it's Asam Dirabanan to carry a Chifetz for Amis within a Carmelis. So those are the basic Dinim of a Carmelis. Let's say you have an amud in Rishus HaRabim. You have a column in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. So if you have a column in the middle of Rishus HaRabim that is 4x4 tefachim, and it's standing in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, it's between three tefachim high and 10 tefachim, meaning it's not higher than 10 tefachim, and it's not lower than 3, between 3 and 10 tefachim, its din is like a din of a Carmelis. What's pshat? Because since it's 3 tefachim high, so the rabbim don't exactly trample on it, they don't travel on it, so therefore it's not considered to be Rishus HaRabim, but at the end of the day, since it's 4x4 tefachim, the Chacham gave it a din of a Carmelis. Now, just to note that if it's higher than 10 tefachim, if it's 10 tefachim or higher, then it's a din of Rishus HaYachid like we saw earlier. In addition to that, let's say you have a stone that's standing in the middle of Rishus HaRabim. It's 3 tefachim high. High or higher, and it's 4x4 tefachim, also has a din of a Carmelis, and it's usher to put a chifetz on it. Let's say you have a kli, a utensil that's in Rishus HaRabim. So if you have a kli that's standing in Rishus HaRabim, even if it's 3 tefachim, the din is that it's not mevatel makim from Rishus HaRabim. Why? Because it's a din in Carmelis bekelim. There's no din Carmelis when it comes to vessels. Therefore, if you put a chifetz from Rishus HaRabim on this kli that's between 3 and 10 tefachim, the din is that it's like you put it in a Rishus HaRabim. However, if it's 10 tefachim or higher and it's 4x4 tefachim, there it has a din of Rishus HaYachim and Atayra, and if you put a chifetz on top of it, it's as if you put it in a Rishus HaYachim. If, let's say, this kli is 10 tefachim, however, it's not 4x4 tefachim, it's smaller than 4x4 tefachim, the din is, it's as if you put it on like a makim tour. So let's just review. What's the din of a Carmelis? A Carmelis is neither a Rishus HaYachid nor a Rishus HaRabim. For example, a field or a sea or a lake. The din is, has a din Rishus HaRabim, it's asr midrabanan to be machnis achif, it's from a Carmelis to a Rishus HaYachid or a Rishus HaRabim. It's usher to be mitzi from Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim to a Carmelis. In addition to that, it's usher to be midrabanan to be maver a chifetz down amis within a Carmelis. When it comes to a column or a stone, the din is if it's 4x4 tefachim and it's 3 tefachim between 3 tefachim and 10 tefachim, the din is like a Carmelis, meaning it doesn't have a din of Rishus HaRabim because it's 3 tefachim and the Rabim can't trample over it. And on the other hand, it's not Rishus HaYachid because it's not 10 tefachim. The din has the din of a Carmelis, and if you put a chifetz from Rishus HaRabim onto it, then it's going to be as if you put on the Carmelis, and it's going to be an issue. Let's say you have a vessel. The din is, when it comes to a vessel, even if it's 3 tefachim, the din is that it's not mevatel makim from the Rishim Rishus HaRabim because it's a din in Carmelis bekelim. Therefore, if you put a chifetz from Rishus HaRabim onto a kli like this, it's as if you put it in Rishus HaRabim, it's not going to be an issue. However, if the kli is 10 tefachim and it's 4x4 tefachim, that's Rishus HaYachid. If you put from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, that's going to be as if you put it from one Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, it's going to be an issue. However, if it's 10 tefachim, but it's not 4x4 tefachim, in that case, it's a makam tur, and because we have a klal in Rishus HaRabim ilm l'mal ma'asar, it's not Rishus HaYachid because it's less than 4x4 tefachim, and therefore, it's going to be makam tur, and it's not going to be an issue if you put a chifetz on it. Everyone have an amazing day.